Jacko, you're always very positive, and I love the way you bounce into the studio. Last week, and there's no way to avoid this question, what happened? You were dropped for the first time, and it was after a big loss to the Crows. What can I ask you a direct question? What the discussion between you and Ken Hinckley, the coach?
Yeah, it was a pretty honest discussion, Dits. It was it wasn't one that I obviously wanted to have. It was probably caught me a little bit by surprise, but we spoke early on in the week, and I knew where he was at, sitting with the selection. So I knew that I was a fair chance not to play pretty early on in the week last week. And yeah, I had a couple of days where I was pretty angry and just had to, get myself back in the right mental space. And I was able to go out and play a really good game for the Magpies with Chad Corns on the weekend.
Well done on that. But look, Ken hasn't been frightened to drop players this year, and I don't mind that. If the team's not going well, you've got to make some tough calls now. We know that Jack Homsha's been dropped, Jasper Pittard's been dropped at different times. Seriously, and I'm not being patronising, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, but you have done so much over the last 2 years. The way you carried the rucks in the absence of Paddy Ryder, and I know that was a year ago, but you've carried it on into this year as well, and I do feel for you. I'm stunned that you would drop. I'll be absolutely honest.
Yeah, there's probably a couple of areas that I need to work on, which Ken was very honest with me with, just with some ruck stuff, probably giving away a few too many free kicks in a couple of areas
there. You are undermanned when you're going in there, and you've got to take a few punts to try and achieve what you want to get out of the ruck when you're a bit shorter.
Yeah, that's probably where my argument was, that I'm not as big as some of these other ruckmen, but I haven't been able to find that probably form that I had in the ruck last year, as in competing. I probably haven't had as much time in there to be able to do my thing. Obviously, having Paddy Ryder, who's one of the best ruckmen in the league, you're not going to get a heap of time. So it's probably just a balance for me, being able to go forward, impact, and then go into the ruck and do my job. So it was something that, Ken gave me good guidance to go back to the Magpies, and I was able to deliver there on the weekend and gave myself the best opportunity to play this week.
Did he catch you off guard, though, on the Monday when he spoke to you and you got that inkling then? Did you go, he might seriously drop me? Did you think your form was at the level where you were, up to get dropped?
To be honest, Roo, I didn't think I was, I was at that level to get dropped. I didn't think I was playing too bad. I thought I was contributing to the team. I probably wasn't doing as much as what, I would like, or probably Ken definitely would like. But, I was still kicking that goal of the game from that forward ruck spot, which is what I was aiming to do at the start of the year with that spot. And they're just looking at that spot, and they want to get a bit more out of that position. So whether Paddy needs the support as much as what we thought, maybe not. It is a hard conversation. We had a really hard conversation on the Monday, but I think when you get that inkling as a player, I'm old enough and, I'm a realist enough to know that when you get called in on the Monday, that he's probably going to make
he's going to make
the call. So early on in the week, I had my mind set that I was getting dropped, and come the end of the week, it happened. So I was in a really good headspace to go back to the Magpies and play a really good game.
And you did play well. You got second best in the paper.